This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
On one end and Danielle Hunter on the other end blocked. If you get those guys blocked, you got a chance downfield to make some hay. Getting those guys blocked, yeah. Because Houston
unfortunately, it's easier said than done.
Much easier, because Houston is the number one pressure team in the league.
And Wayne, when you face rushers like that, the big thing, job one, is taking care of your own business, your own techniques. Your footwork has to be on point. Your hands have to be on point. And you just got to be at the top of your game. All the things that you can control. And if the guy beats you, he beats you. But take care of your business first. And don't spend so much time worrying about he might be coming with the slap and club and all that stuff. Take care of your own fundamentals first. And you'd be surprised. Sometimes that guy, as great as he is, isn't as great when you do your stuff right.
How much of a compromise, Rock, are you looking at today when you have guys like this, and maybe you've got to keep extra guys in, more max protection, chipping, and that kind of thing? How much does that compromise what you would normally do on offense?
Well, obviously, it compromises it somewhat, or else teams would do it all the time. Mm-hmm. But the thing about chipping and so forth is that the Packers are pretty judicial about it. Like, they've gone through games and chipped quite a bit, and we've never really noticed it in the final result. And it's that kind of situation where you do what you have to do. And I think Matt LaFleur and company have done a good job of scheming things up when it comes to helping and so forth. And certainly, even if these guys weren't the stud ducks that they are, even if they weren't, you would still do that from time to time to throw any rusher off. Give them something to think about on the edges.
The Texans are going to get Denico Autry off the suspension list. He's a free agent, had a breakout campaign last year at Tennessee with 11.5 sacks. He's an interior player on that defensive line, but they have injuries. Essentially, their starting linebacking core is out.
Yep.
And they also have lost today maybe they're one of their best cornerbacks in Kamari Lassiter, the rookie second-round draft choice out of Georgia, and the guy who runs the secondary, much like McKinney runs the Packers secondary, Jimmy Ward, the veteran out of Northern Illinois who's played so well for so long for so many teams, he's not playing here today.
No, there's no question this is a very opportunistic time to play the Houston Texans. They are banged up, no question about it. But the thing that will remain, and just looking at D'Amico Ryan's program, the thing that will remain is a play style. Mm-hmm. And it is a run and hit play style. As a matter of fact, I can remember the Houston Texans played the Vikings right before we did. And so I'm looking at that tape, and the Vikings took advantage of a couple of uncharacteristic Houston errors.
And a lot of penalties.
Just kind of errors, penalties, what have you, self-inflicted wounds. And the Vikings took advantage of that, and the Texans got behind early and just stayed behind. But down to down, Wayne, I remember thinking, you know what? I'm looking at Houston and Minnesota, and we were getting ready for Minnesota, but I thought, Houston, they're the better team down to down. And so I think that is a testament to their play style. And the Packers, regardless of who's out there, I think that play style will stay with the Texans.
Matt LaFleur has mentioned that this week, that the Texans are taking on a play style not unlike San Francisco. John Kuhn, you're going to be on the field. You're going to get a close look at it at the line of scrimmage. What are your impressions after your week of study of the Texans?
I think your assessments up there in the booth are exactly correct. And this Texans defense, it's going to be without four starters today. But as I've talked with some of the Packers offensive coaches this week, they said it shouldn't really matter as far as scheme goes. They run a fairly simple scheme, a lot of zones, so there's not a whole lot of changing in the matchup. And But you got to acknowledge the fact that those two inside linebackers, their top two leading tacklers on the football team, will be out for this football game. So the Packers potentially having an opportunity in the run game there to really set up the play action like they like to do. Could be an opportunity here for Jordan Love and company.
John, speaking of the Packers running game, I'm just going to throw something out there and tell me your reaction to it. Is that they rank second in the league yardage-wise. They average over 5 yards a carry. And all that is well and good. But when I look at the running game and you see those numbers, you think they just line up, bust people in the mouth, and away they go with inside zone, outside zone, duo, all that, you know, gap, power stuff. But I think the Packers get a lot of mileage out of their edge stuff where they got little guys on big guys doing the sealing, and they pull their big guys around that, and they end up blocking little guys. But that stuff, when you look at it and when you consider a running game, it's that stuff that isn't really part of the basic, old-fashioned, we've got a good running game and we're going to bust you in the mouth. It's not that way, because that's a pretty big dimension in the running game, isn't it? The edge stuff and so forth, the kind of, you might say, gadgetry type stuff.
Yeah, and I would say this, you know, the Packers, massive numbers in the run game right now. It's getting to a historical point right now with this team, but really, there is some heavy lifting done. Josh Jacobs does a lot of heavy lifting, tough runs, 3, 4, 5 yard runs, 2 yard runs, and he does that over the course of a 60-minute football game. And because of that, he's the anchor that allows the play action game to really work. But a lot of numbers, a lot of the big production in this game does come out of the jet sweeps, whether it's with Jaden Reed or Bo Melton. And you can't forget the way that Malik Willis really amped up some of these rushing yards in those two games that he was playing quarterback for the Packers. So yes, while our statistics say we are a heavy, heavy run team, you know, a lot of our heavy runs are not explosive at the running back position. They're explosive at the wide receiver and on the outside game.
Yeah, the Packers among the league leaders in that explosive run dimension. I wanted to ask you guys, you know, the Packers have been living on explosive plays offensively and taking the ball away defensively. Can you sustain those over the course of an entire season, those factors?
Well, I'd be interested in what John has to say about this, but the Packers lead the league in takeaways. We all know that. And the kind of interesting subset in that is they lead the league in fumble recoveries with 8. And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And you might look at that as somewhat of a good fortune type situation because guys lay the ball on the ground. But if you look at the Green Bay Packers play style, they force a lot of fumbles. Mm-hmm. They are punching a ball out. So that, I think, when you look at that, it's not an accident. They are forcing their fair share. When you look at that, well, yeah, maybe not to this level where you're running away with the league championship and takeaways, but to the point you can keep it going and this can be a regular feature in your game. I think it's a possibility, distinct possibility, John.
Well, and I would echo that, Rock, because a lot of news has been made this week about Jeff Hafley and his ball meetings that he has, and that's derives completely around taking the football away, opportunities at punching the football out, and Evan Williams talking after last game about it's not about necessarily punching every time you go in for a tackle, but knowing when your man is in the grasp of one of your teammates, and then you can go after the fumble right there. And you ask, is it sustainable? Wayne, it's sustainable when you make it a target, when you make it a goal, when you practice it every single day, when you make it a point of emphasis in your meeting. So, yeah, I think the Packers are going to continue to be opportunistic on defense. But this is a good team that protects the football in the Texans, only 7 turnovers on the season. So, if they do protect the football, if we don't get as many takeaways today as we have in the past, then it might have to lean on the offensive side and continue with those explosive plays.
Hey, John, today the Packers are unleashing a new kicker who's been there and done it for a long time, Brandon McManus. My question for you, and obviously we're all hoping he makes kicks, the kicks he's supposed to. My question for you is, when you got a situation like that in the locker room, what are the guys thinking to you? Do you have a feeling for that at all?
Well, yeah. Rock, they want to see kicks go through the field goal, and they don't care how it comes. And McManus is on the field right now. He's just getting started his warm-up, so I haven't really gotten a chance to see how he does. And he definitely is he's a slow and methodic kind of warm-up compared to what Narvison was. Narvison would come out here and kick 50 balls as hard as he could. And McManus is just out here kind of going through his process. He's a grizzled vet. He's been doing this for 10 years. So you would have to imagine that this moment is not going to be too big for him. Now, this is Lambeau Field, and there is a wind down here on the surface of the field. So McManus is down here. He's trying to figure it out. But if his kids go through the uprights, everybody on the team is going to be happy.
Exactly. No question about it. John, thank you. Dennis, we send it back to you.
Guys, thanks very much. And when we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. This is the sixth matchup between the Packers and the Texans through the years. Packers have won 4 of 5 beatings, and the Packers are 10-2 against AFC teams at home under Matt LaFleur. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
Hey fans, fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application in AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Texans. We're in the Miller Lite End Zone Bar, North End Zone. Hey, Packers fans, score big for game day meals at Pick and Save with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. And James, I guess the only way to put the win last week at Arizona in perspective is just to say it was dominant.
Somebody said it was going to be Dominant, didn't
it? Huh. You say that every week,
who
James.
Was that
eventually,
somebody?
You're going to be right. Yeah.
Somebody said it.
You know, I'm like a player. I have a very short memory, James, so I don't know what happened.
No, I knew it was going to be like that. I knew it was just a matter of time for us to put it together offensively. I'm watching Jordan Love. His knee is feeling a whole lot better. It's looking a whole lot better. He's starting to move around a whole lot better. And, you know, he's starting to get in the groove. But I knew it was going to be like that. We were a much better team than the Arizona Cardinals. And we just had to go out there and show it. And we played well defensively and offensively. And I'm looking for another great performance today. But I knew at home the Arizona Cardinals did not stand a chance against us.
Mike, the Packers have a new kicker, something that Wayne and Larry and John were talking about. Yeah. Veteran Brandon McManus replaces rookie Braden Narveson, who was released after missing 5 field goals.
Yeah, he's going to be our one-on-one a little bit later on in our pregame show today. You went to a veteran kicker who's kicking now in his 11th NFL season. There was a reason for that. I wondered if Green Bay wouldn't have gone out maybe and tried to find a trade for a veteran kicker if this wouldn't have happened. But I do believe that the Packers and Brian Gutekunst, his goal there was to go get somebody that's been there, done that. And Brandon McManus is that guy who had really good numbers a year ago. Some will look at his stats and say, oh, yeah, 81% field goal. 5 of his misses were beyond 50 yards. Inside of 50 yards, he was fantastic a year ago. Let's see how that gets started today.
And I think, James, you know, Brian Gutekunst stressed what Mike was talking about, that McManus is a veteran, 33 years old. He's kicked in cold weather years in Denver. And this is very important in my mind. He's made all 13 of his postseason kicks, 10 for 10 field goals, 3 for 3 on extra points. I don't think, and Brian Gutekunst admits this, they wouldn't have done this move last year because they didn't think the team was at the stage they are this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can't. I love what the Packers are doing because we can't have the weakest player on our team be the kicker. We can't have everybody out here doing their job offensively, defensively, and the game comes down to a kick and we're missing kicks. And we're trying, and we are one of those teams that can walk into the locker room right now and truly say that we have an opportunity to win a championship. And we cannot have a kicker holding us back. So I absolutely love the move. I'm excited to see how he kicks the ball today and going forward. But for Coach LaFleur, you just want to have the opportunity to have confidence in your kicker that when we are in certain situations, I know I have a kicker that can make it. Baltimore Ravens situations are different because they know they have a kicker that can make it. The Dallas Cowboys situations are different because they know they have a kicker that can make it. So for Coach LaFleur, this sometimes helps the way you call a game when you know you got a guy that can consistently make these kicks.
Yeah, and I noticed last week, too, that when Narveson missed the kick, you saw the reaction of Jordan Love on the sideline. And obviously that's indicative of how the offense felt and the whole team, and it's deflating. It's demoralizing. Anders Carlson, by the way, expected to kick for the 49ers today against the Chiefs. The Packers will wear white helmets and all-white jerseys today. And one game going on in London, third quarter, the Jaguars lead the Patriots 25-10. Mike, when you look at the injury report, it's as clean as I can remember seeing it. Yet Devontae Wyatt still out with an ankle injury, but only 2 Packers questionable.
Yeah, Wicks, he's questionable, and Wooden is questionable. We'll see how that works today. Houston's reads like a novel, their injury list, but the Packers very clean. Right now, 3 games before the bye week in Green Bay, and about as healthy as you're going to be.
Among the players out for Houston, safety Jimmy Ward and wide receiver Robert Woods. With a recap of last week's Packers victory, here's Bill Schmidt.
It was a damp Lambeau track for a Sunday matinee against the Arizona Cardinals. After a pair of punts, the Packers offense got the scoring started with a man who is becoming a regular in the Green Bay end zone.
3 receivers form a bunch on the left side, snap to Love. Waits, still looking, throws right side over the shoulder, game read, touchdown, Green Bay Packers!
The Packers offense was back on the field quickly after the Cardinals punted it into the end zone, and an 11-play drive began with Romeo Doubs' first catch in a couple of weeks. It ended with his first TD in 2024.
Here's the snap to Jordan Love. Fires right side, got his man, leaping end zone, touchdown! Romeo Doubs! and they embrace him in the right corner of the end zone.
Up 14-0 early, the Packers defense continued to confound the Cardinals, forcing another three and out. The Packers offense kept their stride, moving it from their own 10 to the Arizona 18, but settled for a Braden Narveson field goal and a 17-0 lead. Kyler Murray and the Cards went three and out again, but this time nearly got it back when Jaden Reed's fumble was overturned with offsetting penalties. Keyshawn Nixon came in for the next return, brought the punt to the Arizona 44. Then Jordan Love and Christian Watson did the rest the next play.
Love under center, single back offense. Play action, Love looking, winds up, rainbows, Watson there, touchdown!
Yes!
44 yards and a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands.
Trailing by three touchdowns, the Cardinals finally got one when Murray found Michael Wilson from 18 yards out just after the two-minute warning. Bo Melton slipped on the ensuing Green Bay drive, letting Sean Murphy Bunting pick off a Jordan Love pass, setting up Chad Ryland's 38-yard field goal just before the break to trim the Green Bay lead to 24-10. Ryland knocked home a 40-yarder on the first drive of the second half, making it 24-13 Packers. That's when Josh Jacobs and the Green Bay offense rumbled into the red zone before a second romantic connection put the game out of reach.
Dobbs now deployed a motion to the right side, snap to Love. Under pressure, Love looks, heaves it down the right side, making the adjustment, catching it, as Dobbs tiptoes into the end zone, a sensational touchdown! A desperation throw, Jordan Love to his good buddy, Romeo Dobbs, and the Packers, 20-yard touchdown pass, reestablish control of this game. It's 30-13.
Romeo Dobbs' second TD of the day made it 31-13. The Packers' defense took it from there, ending the final three Cardinals drives in fumbles. Narveson nailed a 41-yarder to make it a three-TD lead once again, and a 34-13 Packers win at Lambeau. Dennis, back to you.
Bill, thanks very much. That was the 60th regular season win of Matt LaFleur's career. Among active coaches, only Mike Tomlin of the Steelers got there faster, and second fastest to 60 in Packers history, behind only Vince Lombardi. The Packers have forced a league-high 17 turnovers through six games, 18 all of last season. So Jeff Hafley having an impact at defensive coordinator. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now, Southeast Wisconsin's home to Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Hovel. For decades, Terry has been recognized as Southeast Wisconsin's expert on 50s, 60s, and even 70s music. He brings that expertise and passion for the songs that you love to Rock and Roll Never Forgets, exclusively on WRJN, Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Local news, timeless hits. For 97 years, your home for local news, now timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, this is WRJN Racine.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Beautiful day at Lambeau Field. This is Packers preview, Packers and Texans. Game day inactives presented by Ascension Wisconsin. When it comes to health care, we all need a winning strategy. The best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Team. Schedule now at ascension.org/WisconsinCare. Mike?
Well, good news. Dontavian Wicks is up and good to go. Colby Wooden will go as well. The inactive list is pretty simple. Devontae Wyatt, he is out. otherwise, there are no surprises, which is a good thing other than the good ones.
You know, for weeks, you've been the most important part of the show with that. So today it was very insignificant.
Yeah.
Not because of you.
No, I think it was.
Maybe it was because of you a little bit. So today's Eye on the Opponent, presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. James Houston trying to get to 6-1 for only the second time in franchise history, even without the injured receiver Nico Collins. This is a very talented Houston offense.
Very, very talented Houston team on both sides of the football. They will not get to 6-1, so you already know my prediction. But this is a really
what a shock! Who saw that coming?
Yeah, this is a really good football team. They're coached really well. Obviously, they're led by the superstar young quarterback. I think this is going to be a great quarterback matchup, one of the best ones we'll see all year long with C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love. But this team is solid on both sides of the ball. They can get after the quarterback with two good pass rushers. They have a running game in Joe Mixon. Obviously, they have the playmakers out there on wide receivers, even if you are missing one of your top wide receivers out there. This team is legit, man, and it's going to be a really tough challenge for the Green Bay Packers today, but I'm looking forward to it.
Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans, Mike, said, quote, Jordan Love will be the best quarterback we've seen this season. Really, really tough matchup, end of quote. Now, Houston played Josh Allen in Buffalo. Allen went 9-for-30 in that game against Houston, but that tells you the respect Houston has for Jordan Love. Now, we heard Wayne and Larry and John talking about four defensive starters out for Houston because of injury.
Well, and this is a mutual admiration society. DeMeco Ryans talking about Matt LaFleur talking about DeMeco Ryans. And these two quarterbacks are so similar. I'm curious as to what James sees when he talks about these two quarterbacks, because they play the position eerily similar to one another. Both can use their legs, but they prefer not to run. Neither one of them is going to necessarily do that. So I just like how this matchup is, and I think it's the best team that the Packers have faced this year, and that's understanding that the Vikings are undefeated so far and the Vikings beat Houston. I think this Houston team is the best team the Packers have played.
One thing I noticed, James, in looking at Stroud, and I'd like your feedback on this, he throws a deep ball so easy.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud is a really good thrower of the football, and he's extremely accurate. What I love about watching him play is he's turning into a quarterback that's able to make his receivers better even if they cover. He has the ability to put the football in spots that only elite quarterbacks can put the football in, and I think that's what they're saying about Jordan Love when they turn the tape on too. An elite thrower of the football could put the ball at any spot, but C.J. Stroud is a special young player, and I'm seeing him grow every single week he takes the field. It's going to be a tough challenge for our defense today.
For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. The Texans offensive coordinator is Bobby Slowick, the son of former Packers assistant Bob Slowick, who from 2000 to 2003 was the Packers' defensive backs coach. In 2004, he was the Packers' defensive coordinator. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Save big bucks on Ram trucks during Ram Power Days at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, get $12,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Ram 2500 Bighorn at Martin's. Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers. Savings from MSRP. MSRP may not be the actual price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. See dealer for details. Expires 10/31/24. Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Green Bay Packer Football on WRJN Racine, your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN.
Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Texans, possible high of 77 today. It's just a gorgeous day at Lambeau Field. One-on-One is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Packers made a change at kicker this past week, releasing Braden Narveson and signing 11-year veteran Brandon McManus, who most recently kicked for Jacksonville last season. Earlier in the week, McManus met with reporters, and Mike Heller has our One-on-One.
Brandon McManus getting ready to kick in his 11th NFL season, happening later today at Lambeau, a whirlwind week that had him at home in Fort Lauderdale, kicking in front of his three young boys and hoping for another shot to kick in an NFL game. That call came early this week.
You know, it's been a difficult time these past couple months, and you know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance. To come back out here and play the game I love. You know, I've been fortunate to play it for 11 years, and you know, this being my 12th year, just extremely happy to be here and excited to be around the locker room again.
Meeting with media on Wednesday, McManus explained the opportunity and what it means.
You know, like I said, it's been difficult, but Just continue to try to keep my head down, work hard. You know, like I said, hope for that opportunity again. Like I said, extremely thankful that there's someone out there that's willing to give me another chance. And like I said, super excited to be here and help this team hopefully get to the next level.
McManus last kicked with Jacksonville, but was released after facing allegations of sexual assault. That issue was dismissed in the courts and cleared by the NFL. Also, the civil case is resolved, all of which he was asked about.
Well, I guess I can't speak on that investigation, but I've been very honest about it, you know, to them, the league and the Packers. And I think they did the research. The NFL resolved it, and so did the courts. So the matter's been resolved. So, like you said, I was always upfront and honest about it, and that's just how I was able to kind of get through this all.
And what about the opportunity to play and kick in Green Bay and for the Packers?
No, I'm excited to be here, and you know, when I was in Denver and in Jacksonville, you know, the community is so important to me. Like I said, I'm excited to integrate myself in this community, into this locker room here. You know, I've done a lot of charity work in the past, and excited, like I said, what a great football town this is, what a tradition it is here, and like I said, excited to be here, and start a fresh start here.
About kicking and proving yourself week to week.
I think in the kicking position, you're always trying to obviously help the team put points on the board, but it's such a black and white position that you got to stay focused every single time and go out. Every single kick has the utmost importance.
And finally, how McManus stayed ready for the opportunity.
Like I said, I have a five-year-old twin boys and a four-year-old boy, so definitely chasing them around. And then there's three different places I kicked at. One of them, you know, I was just kicking at a light post, you know, just accuracy-wise. And the other two, I was going to football fields and kicking on the uprights there. So like I said, just, kind of working my butt off to try to get another opportunity to get back in.
That's Brandon McManus, who last year in Jacksonville, 30 of 37 field goals, 25 of 27 inside the 50. His career, over 81% on field goals, over 97% on extra points. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, your home for the Lou Regani Show. Lou Regani with the Music of the Stars, Sunday morning from 7 until kickoff. There's no Packer game on Sunday. He goes until noon. Be sure to hear music from the 30s, 40s, 50s, the big band era, Broadway, and more with Music of the Stars. Lou Regani's award-winning program now on the Civic Media Network and Sunday morning starting at 7 on WRJN. This is Green Bay Packer football on WRJN. For 97 years, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. Back to Packer football.
We continue with Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Houston Texans today. Matt LaFleur actually started his NFL coaching career with the Texans back in 2008. And at the time, Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans was a player for Houston. NFL Insider is presented by the Wisconsin Dental Association. The new Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% with a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at wdaclub.com. James Nico Collins out with a hamstring, but the Texans still have some talented receivers, so Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell. I want to ask you specifically about Diggs and how Houston is using him.
Well, they're moving him all over the place, Dennis. I think that's the best thing that they're doing with him. They're putting him in the slot. They're putting him outside. Sometimes they even have him in the backfield. But, yes, this is the most talented receiver core that the Green Bay Packers will face, possibly all year long. Even without their top target, the leading receiver in the National Football League, and Nico Collins, because Tank Dell is a rising superstar in this league. When you talk about speed and route running and playmaking ability, he's like that. And obviously your all-pro Stephon Diggs is like that out there as well. This will be a tough challenge on them today with C.J. Stroud and those two, because Stephon Diggs is still playing at a very, very high level and can make the tough catches.
And the thing of it is, too, Mike, that it's not just the receivers you have to worry about. I mean, Dalton Schultz is a factor, too.
Yeah, and in the running game with Joe Mixon. I mean, this is a really well-rounded Houston offense. And it kind of arrived out of nowhere a year ago, right? They were not a very good team in 2022.
Slowick's going to be a head coach.
Yeah, he's going to be a head coach somewhere. And Ryan's coming in and doing what he's done as a head coach. He's quickly become a star among NFL head coaches, and his players love playing for him.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senex, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. The Texans have a couple of players from Milwaukee, Dare Agunbowale, of course the former Badger, and Eric Murray from Riverside High School as well. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We know there's more than just the radio to listen to. That's why we developed the Civic Media app, where you can hear stations from across our Civic Media network simply by downloading Civic Media's app at civicmedia.us. Of course, WRJN is there with local news and timeless hits, but our full lineup of talk stations is available too. Download the app at www.civicmedia.us. The Civic Media app for everyone. WRJN Racine, your home for Don Rosen in the morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Now back to Packer football on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview from Lambeau Field. Packers and Texans, the Packers' opponent next week in Jacksonville. They're playing in London right now. Jaguars leading New England 25-16 in the fourth, but the Patriots are in the red zone. After further review, brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Feel like you're throwing a Hail Mary pass when selecting a health insurance plan? Well, don't. Call Network Health today. Along with James Jones and Mike Heller, I'm Dennis Krause. Tearing himself away from his adoring public is Wes Hodgkiewicz of Packers.com. Yeah. Always happy to see him.
So popular.
Mike, I'll start with you. What's your reaction to the Packers' change at kicker?
I thought it was the right thing to do at the right time. So, and when you look at what McManus has done, you haven't talked about his stats last year. Inside of 50, he was, what, 25 or 27?
Yeah.
So, fantastic, and he's had all that postseason success. I thought it was the right move at the right time. Braden Narveson may still be a good kicker in this league at some point down the road, but he wasn't resolving his own issues right now.
Wes?
Yeah, it's a sensitive situation, a difficult situation. I've gone, you know, thought a lot about this past week. But I'll say this. I think we all can agree Brandon McManus was not going to be a free agent for long. The NFL investigation was complete. He said the situation has been resolved. Somebody's going to sign him at some point. The Green Bay Packers have a need. They're 31st right now in field goal efficiency in the National Football League. Only the Jets are worse. They felt like they needed a veteran to help this team right now win right now. And in that regard, McManus is the right guy.
James, you know, again, and I echo what Wes said there, very well put about blocking everything else out. But if you just look at the kicker, this is an upgrade.
Why are you guys what? Being so nice, Wes and Mike? You thought it was the right move. You know, West is over there, you know, saying, man, you know.
West is very nice, James. I don't know if you know that, but I mean,
man,
he's very, very nice.
You got to remember, James, both of these guys are running for offices. This is a very delicate time.
Hey, you know, West, when I was at the Raiders, West, I led the team in catches and touchdowns, West, and I got cut.
And you got cut.
Yeah. That's a good thing you haven't carried bitterness with you.
You know, so if you're not doing your job, and sometimes even if you are doing your job,
yeah,
it's time to go. In this point, in this situation, our kicker was not doing his job. At one point, Wes was going to be next, and then it was going to be me. he just was not getting the job done, and you have a really talented football team, and you cannot – be sitting over here thinking, can we make a kick? But we can make all these throws and all these runs and all these tackles and all these sacks. You cannot play the game like that. It was the only move to do, the right move to do, to go out there and get a kicker. And to be honest, I don't even care if McManus was available. I think they had to make a move because now you start letting the players know that it's okay if we got a guy that we don't trust and depend on, and y'all out here doing your job at a high level. You've seen the frustration on some of the guys' faces last week when they missed them kicks. Yeah. You had to make this change, and you had to make it right now.
And yeah, not debating that at all. One thing I will mention, though, being in the locker room this week, Braden Narveson was a very popular guy with his teammates. Xavier McKinney was very – he mentioned he really liked him. It was hard to see him go. And in that regard, you do wish for the best. But as James said,
yeah,
this is a competition league. You're week to week, every week, you're competing for your job. And now it's McManus hoping to end this carousel for Green Bay kicker.
Wes.
Yes, James Jones.
Hey, my teammates like me, too, when I got cut.
How many times does he bring that up?
Yeah,
my gosh. Okay, Mike, should the Packers make a trade before the early November deadline? And if so, for what?
Yeah, it's really curious about that because in our other sports, there's upgrades. Major League Baseball, the trade deadline is very active. The NBA, the trade deadline is active. In the National Football League, the trade deadline has never been a big mover situation, but I think it has started to slide that way. I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers made a move. As to where it would be made, I think it would be to a pass rusher, somebody on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and Wes, I saw and it's just a rumor, but I did see it on X yesterday that the Packers are talking to Cleveland about Myles Garrett. Now, I mean, what that cost? That cost a lot.
Yeah, it would be a lot. I mean, investment in draft picks and capital and salary cap room. But, you know, certainly Brian has proven in the past, I mean, he's willing to make a deal. One thing that's been very interesting to watch the National Football League, Mike is right. There was a time where barely any trades happened. It has gotten more and more progressively popular here, it seems like, the last 2 years. We're seeing more and more deals, whether it's before the deadline or even like this past week how you saw guys moving. The Green Bay Packers have to figure out what makes the most sense for them. What I will say, though, based on some of these things that have been out there, Preston Smith is a cornerstone piece of this team. I saw one thing. I don't know if it was credible or not, but it's like you also need to consider who you have on this team as well in making sure that you keep that in mind when you make these deals. I mean, you can ask the Milwaukee Brewers that a couple years ago too, right? I mean, that's the way these type of things go when you're making moves.
James?
To be honest with you, man, I don't necessarily know if we need to make a move. I think we are a championship football team, but if it is any move that you would like to make, I mean, you can never have enough pass rushers, dominant pass rushers. The name of the game is to get after the quarterback and protect the quarterback. So I think if we did make a move, it would have to be a big one, in my humble opinion, because you have a really good football team and a really good roster already. So it would have to be a Myles Garrett or somebody like that, in my humble opinion, that you think, this is our year, we have a chance, and we are going to go all in. I would have to think it would be a guy with the name or the caliber of a Myles Garrett.
So we talked about earlier, Mike, the Packers having 17 takeaways. Is the Green Bay defense championship caliber?
Well, it sure looks like it right now. What you want it to be is championship caliber in January. But right now in October, it certainly looks every bit of that part. The one missing element, though, is what we were just talking about. It's about getting after the passer on a more consistent and more dynamic basis. But I'm not going to argue that they're not a playoff caliber defense, championship caliber defense right now, especially on the turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, you create your own opportunities there. I think adding Xavier McKinney into this equation for them has been an absolute game changer. 5 interceptions in 6 games. You look at last year, the issues they had there, injuries, inconsistency, all the things that played into that. That position has been renovated because it's not just him now, it's also Evan Williams. And when you look at top-tier defenses, like I think in 2014, how that defense the first half of the season was okay, and then the second half, Clay goes inside linebacker, and they were a top-5, top-10 unit. You want to see that progression. You want to see them take that next step. With as many young contributors as they have right now, I feel like those pieces are in place.
James, about 30 to 45 seconds. Go ahead.
My answer is yes, absolutely. If you're able to take the football away, I don't really care about your yards, how many yards you're giving up, how many sacks you got. I don't care about none of that. If you can take the football away and our offense can play the way they played last week, we are a championship football team. I've been around football teams and on football teams like this, and all we need.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.